Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf lamed ches. We're holding lamed zayin omed beis, four lines from the bottom of the omed. As you recall, Rabbi Yisai, yesterday we had a machloikis. Numerous times it says in the Torah the words b'chol moish voiseichem, and the question is, what is the significance of that b'chol moish voiseichem? And the Gemara said that there's in fact a machloikis. According to one Madiyah, b'chol moish voiseichem comes to tell you that this mitzvah doesn't only apply in Eretz Yisrael, but wherever Jews live throughout the world, whether it happens to be in Europe, America, Africa, or Australia, everywhere. B'chol moish voiseichem. Others, however, learned that the word B'chol moish voiseichem means that the mitzvah only gets triggered, only began historically years ago, after the Zman of Yerusha v'Yeshiva, after the 14 years of Kibbush v'Chiluk, when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua ben Nun. 7 years it took to conquer the land, 7 years to divide it up among all the Shvatim for people to settle, and only after those 14 years, then people settled, and that's the B'chol Moish V'Seichem. After that 14-year period, then many of the agricultural halachas were triggered and began. So we had a discussion about that yesterday, and now the Gemara continues, Bishloima, four lines from the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Bishloima L'mandiyam Moish B'chol Mokim Shatim Yoshim Mashma, according to Mandiyam, that holds that Moish V'Seichem means everywhere where Jews live, and so therefore there is no din of waiting 14 years until a mitzvah begins at the time of Yeshua ben Nun. That's why I understand. It says in the pasuk, "Vayoychu mi'avur ha'oretz mi'machras ha'pesach," that when Klal Yisrael, that first few days when they entered into Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua, we're going to see a little bit further down on the Omid Aleph that they entered Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan. For the next few days, they did not eat from Avur Ha'aretz. That means from the Tvua growing in the land, from the new Tvua. When did they eat for the first time? Bimochras HaPesach. The day after the first day of Pesach, meaning on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which would have been the day that they would have brought the Korban HaOmer. However, even if you cannot bring the Korban HaOmer on that first day of Chol HaMoed, nevertheless, you're allowed to go and eat starting on that day. It's a machloikis, whether it's at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day, but be'etzem yoy mazeh, you're allowed to go and eat. The pasuk says, v'lechem v'koli v'charmel, lo yisoichlu ad etzem yoy mazeh, you cannot eat until that day, ad haviyachem es korban eloikeichem, until you bring the korban o'imer, chukas oylem v'dor yiseichem, b'choyl moish v'yiseichem. So you have two zmanim mentioned in the pasuk, until that day, until you bring the carbon oimer. So those times that they brought the carbon oimer was matir the chodosh, and those days that you didn't bring the carbon oimer, so then the yoim itself allows you to go and start eating from the chodosh, either from the first moment in the day or at the end of the day, a machloikas. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so it says that they refrained from eating from the avur ha'oretz, that's the tvur, the word avur means the tvur, the grain, of the land, mimachas ha'pesach until machas ha'pesach. V'yoichlu, they ate, when? Mimachas ha'pesach, on the day of the normal hakrovas ha'imer, the first day ha'lamayt. Aha. Zokti Gemara, mimachas ha'pesach ha'chol mechor le'echol. They didn't eat prior to that, because the mitzvah of chodosh was immediate, as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael. He didn't wait 14 years. The reason why he didn't wait 14 years is because Moish Voiseichem, according to this man, the Yama means, Bechol HaMoshavos, wherever you happen to live. And that's the reason why they ate Mimachas HaPesach, Achol Mikar Lo'echol, but for the previous 5 days, starting from Yud Nisan, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, and Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, they didn't eat. They waited until Tezayin, until Mimachas HaPesach. Alma, what do I see from this? Akruv oimer v'hadar achoyl. First they waited for the oimer to be brought, and then they ate. Elaman diyama li'ach Yerushim Yeshiva neichel li'alter. Look to Yomara, if you hold ach Yerushim Yeshiva, so then the mitzvah of Chodesh didn't materialize yet, it wasn't effective yet, so they could have eaten as soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael. Why did they have to refrain until Tezainis? That's Yomara's kasha. So l'choyri ha'vishtar karayim, the Moshe V'seichem doesn't mean le'ach Yerushim Yeshiva, but it means instead at the B'chol Mokim Shatam Yoshva. They could have eaten from the avur ha'aret, from the tvua, from the chodesh of the land, but they didn't need it. Why didn't they need it? Because you have a pasuk. When Yisrael ochlu es hamon arboim shana ad boyim el eretz neishaves es hamon ochlu ad boyim el ketzei eretz kenoan. The bottom line is, the Gemara tells us, is that the mon that they brought with them from Avrahiyardain, in other words, where they were living until now, where they had Mamlecha Sichon Va'oik, which was eventually inherited by the 2.5 Shvatim, they had mon falling until, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, Zayin Ador, B'schus Moshe Rabbeinu, and there was enough mon that they took it with them in their Peklach, and it lasted them into Eretz Yisrael until the 16th day of Nisan. At that point, no more mon left. That's when they went and cut down the new tvua, and they went and made chalas, not chalas, they ate matzahs, and they ate it during that time.
Atypical, because usually the mon would get
absolutely correct, 100%. Anyway, wait a little bit, you'll see the Gemara is going to go and discuss this in much greater detail. But the point is that they were able to eat mon until that day, and therefore they didn't need to. When the mon no longer lasted, then they had to go and cut down the tvua and eat it.
Yeah, but they also had like cattle, sheep, and stuff like that.
Yeah, but this was the days before people were crazy about this gluten-free diet stuff. And most people, their basic diets were eating bread or challah or matzah and things of that nature.
Even on the Sabbath and festivals?
Well, don't you wash three times every single Shabbos and every festival for the three sukkudos?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they ate grain even on the Sabbath. The flocks.
It doesn't say that they didn't eat anything else. It just says this pasuk said the Yechem Avur Aretz ate from the new tvua starting on the 16th day. Okay. The poshut reason why is because they waited for the carbon ayman, then they ate it. But what about the other man? The other says that you're entitled to eat it because there's no din of chodesh until years later. They could have eaten already on the 10th, 11th, 12th of Nisan. They could have. However, they waited because they had plenty of food and they didn't want it to go to spoil. You might as well eat it, baltashvis, etc. But it doesn't say they didn't take vegetables and fruits and other things. Mm-hmm. They could have supplemented the diet with other things. Yes?
They took there must have been storehouses that they were kavush, that they conquered, that they had the grain available. Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
yeah,
it would be, where are they getting this grain from?
Could be some of the white grain had already been cut and was in the marketplace, and they didn't buy it until now. They didn't bother with it.
The Canaanites were not exactly willing to. Maybe they took over a storehouse.
For money, right. It could be. And you know, for money, people are willing to go and sell tvua to strangers to make money. Anyway, but bottom line is, it says our Gemara, they had enough money. Now, in this pasuk, there is what appears to be a textual and historical inconsistency, because the Pasuk says that they ate it until Eretz Neishavas, Boyim El Eretz Neishavas. We'll see Rashi in a moment. Rashi learns Boyim El Eretz Neishavas means until they arrived in Eretz Yisrael. The word Neishavas is from a lotion of yeshiva, a place where it's pleasant and appealing to go and settle. But the end of the pasuk says that they kept on eating the mon until they reached Ketzei Eretz Kanoan, the very border, the very brink, right before they went over the Yarden. So it sounds like from the first part of the pasuk they continued eating the mon in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Neishavas. The second part of the pasuk says they ate it until they went over the Yarden. So there's a bit of a tension there. Did they eat it still only in Eber HaYarden before they went over the Yarden? Or did they continue eating in Eretz Yisrael as well? So let's see the Rashi for a moment. El Eretz Neishavas, top lines of Rashi. El Eretz Neishavas may Eber HaYarden be'elech. That means on the other side of the Yarden, which means what we call Eretz Yisrael. She'i chashuva. That's much more chashuv than Eretz Sichon Va'oig, the place where they were arriving from. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Please, let me go over to the Ha'or HaToiv, the Shehoi Misavali Kodesh Lo V'Karla Toiva, Eretz Toivihi. I want to go over to Eretz Yisrael. That's Toiv, and that's why it's Eretz Neishavas, a beautiful place to go and settle. The second part of the passage says, "Say Eretz Kanoan." Ba'arvei where they were standing. Shisham Meis Moshe, that's when Meis Rabbeinu passed away. She Eretz Ha'moiri, that's still called Eretz Ha'moiri before you go over. Val Svasa Yarden, Shu Kitzei Knisas Eretz Kedoshim. That was like the last step, the last station before you go over the Yarden. So here it says they continued eating it into Eretz Neshavas, and here it says that they stopped eating it at the border. So make up your mind. Zokti Gemara, fifth line. You cannot say that they continued eating in Eretz Yisrael. Shikvar Nemel Ktzei Eretz Kenon, that they stopped eating before they went over the Yarden. V'yev Shaloyimel Ktzei Eretz Kenon, you can't say that they stopped eating it before they went over the Yarden. Shavakar Nemel Boyimel Eretz Neshavas. So what do I do now? I'm tearing my hair out. What's Pshat Lebasik? Oh, okay, son. V'shiva B'Adar Meis Moshe Moshe Benu passed away on the 7th of Adar, as we know. Upasak Mon Milated, and that day the month ended. Because the month fell, Viskos Moshe Benu. For you must stop me Mon Shebechleihem. They continued eating from that month, which you're right, until that point, by nightfall, it would get already wormy and no good, and that's why you couldn't keep it overnight. But nevertheless, this happened, and they had now Mon in their Kalim. Ad Shisha Osb Nisan, until the 16th day of Nisan. Now, how many days are we talking about? So the Gemara is going to tell us shortly that this was a period of 33 days altogether. 23 days remaining after the 7th of Adar in Chodesh Adar, and another 10 days into the next month. So they had 33 days until they arrived in Eretz Yisrael. So they kept on eating, and the Gemara tells us, Ad Shisha Osb Nisan, although they arrived on the 10th, they continued eating it till the 16th. So how does that answer the kasha? What answers the kasha is that they ate it back in Eivar Yarden before they went over the Yarden. That's because the month fell in Eivar Yarden when Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive until the seventh day of Adar when he passed away, and they continued eating it in Chutz Laaretz until the border of Yarden until they went over. But then the pasuk says, "What good news!" The nest continued that even after they went into Eretz Yisrael, for another 6 days they would continue to eat it until the 16th day of Nisan. And then when there was no mon left, boom, they had to go and cut whatever the new tefuah, and then use it to go and bake for themselves new matzahs to be able to eat for the first time. And now the Gemara continues, Tani Idach, Uvnei Yisrael Ochlos Amon Aboim Shona. Klal Yisrael ate the mon 40 years. There wasn't a full 40 years, it was 40 years minus 30 days. Now why is there a chedron of 30 days? So Rashi reminds us in the Chumash that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and they got into the Midbar, they didn't have mon immediately. It was only after Klal Yisrael unfortunately got somewhat rebellious and they started complaining to Hashem, we have nothing to eat, and what are we going to do, and blah, 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 blah. So eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, I'm going to give you this slav at night, and I'm going to give you lechem mon in the morning. So Rashi says, hinni mamtu lechem lechem in Hashemayim. Now, when did this take place? If you look at the psukim, it says it took place b'shisha osar b'iyar, the 16th day of Iyar. In other words, a month after they went over, not they went over, that they left Mitzrayim, on the first day of Pesach, so a month later, Shishas of Iyar, then the month started falling. Now, since they continued eating it for 40 years, until Shisha Osir ben Nisan, like we just said in the Gemara, so it was a full 40 years, but minus 1 month, because it would be a full 40 years, it would be from Shisha Osir ben Iyar to Shisha Osir ben Iyar, but it was only to Shisha Osir ben Nisan. So what do we do with that month that's missing? See, Gemara tells us there was yet another miracle. Not only was there a miracle at the end of the month that it kept on existing and it extended for 33 days. Elohim Allah Ugay Shoitzim in Mitzrayim Tomu Behem Tamon. The Ugois that he took out of Mitzrayim, in other words, the Ugois Matzois that they ate Seder night, like we eat Seder night, that had a Tam of Tamon. Even though the Mon only fell down 30 days later, it already had the Tam Mon then, and they subsisted from those Ugois for the 30 days until the Shisha Asa B'Iyar. So even though there was no Mon in the traditional sense of Mon Min HaShemayim, but the Ugois Matzahs had the taste like Mon, so it's Ken Mon, and that's how we have the full 40 years. And Tanhira, we have another brisa. B'shiva ba'odr meis Moshe, on the 7th day of Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. B'shiva ba'odr noilad. And Moshe Rabbeinu also was born on that day. Minayin b'shiva ba'odr meis, how do I know he passed away on the 7th of Adar? Shenema. V'yom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem. Okay, it just says that he passed away. Doesn't say when. There was a bechiah, like a shiva, if you will, for 30 days. Klal Yisrael cried about Moshe Rabbeinu's passing for 30 days. When Moshe Rabbeinu never passed away, Moshe Avdi Meis, V'atakum Avor, go now over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. Ivru Bekerav Amachna, B'tzivas Am Leimar, Hey, chinu lechem tzeda, prepare for yourselves preparations, in other words, sandwiches, meals. Ki ba'oy shloishes yom, in 3 days, tavro es ha'yardin, you're going to go over the yardin. So if you add the two times that we've had so far, after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, 30 days of bechia, when the 30 days ended, another 3 days to prepare yourselves to go over. So you have 33 altogether. Uksiva am olum en ha'yardin bi'asa l'chaydesh ha'rishayin. They went and came out of the Yarden on the 10th day of Chodesh Nisan. So now let's work backwards. Say mehen shloish v'shloish yamim, subtract 33 days, l'mafreya. Holamadot, from this you'll learn, shibu yoshibu ba'odar, meis Moshe. That Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on the 7th day of Adar, because we go the full 10 days of Nisan, that's 10, and then we go backwards into Adar. I might have thought that Adar that year had 30 days, and therefore 30 minus 7, that gives you 23. 23 and 10 gives you 33. But Rashi says that Adar only had 29 days. Thank you, Mendy. And that although Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on the 7th day, that's part of the Cheshvan. Like Mixas Ayyam Kekulay, Rubay Kekulay. So of the 29 days in Adar, we subtract the first 6 days when Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive and everything was great. Now on the 7th day he passed away, so from 7 through 29, we have 23 days, right? 29 minus 6 gives you 23 days in Adar. Another 10 days into Nisan is 33 days. Is Halamad Bishim Shiva Ba'adar Meis Moshe. So therefore, based on this, we can extract that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on the 7th day of Adar. How do we know that Shiva Adar Moshe Rabbeinu was also born? Today. Okay, so it says today. Shein tamalim hayoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu could have simply said the mei esrim shana. Why does he have to say hayoyim? Ma tamalim. Yom haRamish Hakadosh Baruch Hu yosh malik shesem shel tzadikim yom liyom chaydish lechaydish. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu fills the days and the years of the tzadikim from day to day, from month to month. Shenemar es mispar yomecha amale. I fill up all of your yomim. What do we need two psukim for? One about Me'a Be'es V'Shona Onoichi Hayoi, and then it's Mispar Yimech Amale. Both of them tell us the same thing, that by Tzedikim Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamalish Nisayim, from Yoyim Liyoyim Mechodesh Bechodesh, you give them full years. Why does it need to be repeated twice? So, this Gemara appears in a number of places. You recall, for instance, in the Sechtes Megillah, the Gemara brings this, because Haman Arasha was so happy when Hippokur Hu Agoiro, and it came out on Chodesh Adar, he says, oh, that's the month that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Obviously, this is a very bad month for Klal Yisrael. Oh, Megalglin Tzchusi Dezakai, Chayvei Dechayim. This will be a great month to go and destroy the Jewish people, Rahman Islam. Haman was very happy. Then the Gemara says, well, he didn't know something. That is, not only was this the day that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in this month of Adar, but it's also when Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Chodesh Adar, on the very same day. So therefore, in a sense, it's a time to celebrate. Anyway, this Gemara is also brought in Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, there's a Pnei Yeshua, and the Pnei Yeshua says the reason why you have to have two psukim is so kadaitach, if you only had one of the two psukim, I might have thought that either the Hayoin or Mispar Yimech Amale, they were only talking about, for instance, the year that the person said, I am now 120, Moshe Rabbeinu said I'm 120, which means I'm in my 120th year today. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it was a miloy miyoyim liyoyim or mechoydish lechoydish. As Mispar Yimech Amale comes to tell you, no, we're talking about the very same day. It's not just the same month, the same week, We're talking about the same day that he was born. That's the same day he passed away. And that's one pshat. I saw another pshat somewhere years ago. That is another pshat as well. If you're talking about a person living a full year, let's talk about in English months, make it easier to understand. January 1st, a person is born. When does his first year end? So immediately we'd all jump up, oh, the next January 1st. That's not true. Really, the year ends on December 31st, because you have a full year. Right. January 1st is already into the next year. Right. And so therefore, if we just say, Anoichi Hayoin, you might have thought that that was the sixth day of Adar, because from the seventh of day of Adar that he was born until the sixth day of Adar, you have a full 120 years. Second pasuk says, Mishpat Yemecha Amalei, Moshe Benu Taka, same day, from Zion to Zion, so he was already into the beginning of his 121st year. It was a full 120, and on to the next year. That's the Amalei, the whole thing. Okay, anyway, bottom line is, Moshe Benu was born Shiva Bador, he passed away Shiva Bador, and they kept on eating the man into the next month, according to our Gemara, all the way to the 16th of Nisan. That was obviously very miraculous. And then on the 16th day of Nisan, according to Man Yoma, that said that the Din of Chodesh applied immediately. That's why they had to wait until the 16th. According to the other Man Yoma, they could have eaten immediately as soon as they came in. They had up to 14 years until the Isser of Chodesh would be triggered. But nevertheless, it wasn't necessary. They had plenty of food. Yeah. Tanya.
So they had man already from Zion Adar all that time. That was quite a lot of man they had.
Yeah, because
their experience would have told them they shouldn't be collecting so much.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there was another nace that the man just kept
multiplying,
replenishing itself.
Yes.
Just right. Like the Neiris Chanukah,
right,
that
right.
He only had oil for one day and it stayed for 8 days. Yeah. Here you had the man for one day and they kept on using it for the next. 33, not only 33, it's actually more than that, 16 plus 23, so it'd be 39 altogether. Fine. Joking more about Tanya, Reb Shimon, Yechoyoyim, famous in Yechoy. Sholish mitzvahs, Eretz Yisrael, we can sasun the Eretz. There are three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael got when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, and they hagwes bein b'oretz bein chutzlaretz. And they're knowing not only in Eretz Yisrael, but even in chutzlaretz. In other words, as we'll see, three mitzvahs which are all agricultural-based, they have to do with the land, as we'll see in a moment. But nevertheless, they're noik even in Chutz La'aretz. Vu'adin she'inogu. And, as we'll see, vu'adin, meaning from Alpi Svora, Alpi Kal V'chomer, we'll see that they will be so noheg. We start off with Chodesh. Chodesh was immediately, as soon as it got in Kodesh to Pshim Meichoy. That's, of course, the machloikis that we had now. Is Chodesh immediately? Or is it not immediately? Based on we had a Bishmol yesterday, we had Bia U'Moshe, as soon as you come into Eretz Yisrael, then it depends on how you learn the Moshe V'Seichem, the whole machlokes that we had yesterday. Anyway, according to this man, Yamar, Chodesh is Noig immediately, and since it's Noig immediately, then that's the first, and now we're going to learn from that the other two. Rav Shimon Yechoy didn't identify the three, but we'll see in a moment the other two are Orla and Kilayim. And this, of course, was what we had in the Mishnah yesterday, where the Tanakhama said that all mitzvahs leaves Ba'aretz are noig only Ba'aretz, chutz v'na Orla Kilayim, which is noig in Chutz La'aretz as well. And then Blazer said, and don't forget, Chodesh is also noig. So we have these three mitzvahs. So Ma'chodesh she'ein isurai isur oilam, ve'ein isurai isur hanor. V'yesh hetel isurai, noig ben Ba'aretz ben Chutz La'aretz. Kilaim shesurin yisrael oylo yisurin yisrael no veinet li yisurin hey neden shen hag ben oretz ben chutzlaret veden li arla b'shtay. Now before we continue on this, we see from our Gemara that Bishim Bayichoy holds that min hatoyra the din of chodesh applies both in oretz and chutzlaret. We're going to have on the Amud Beis. In fact, we're going to start it on the last line because Reb Shimon says that it's not min hatoyra. The Gabi Chodesh, it's Mitrabonon. But not, nevertheless, certainly there is a din of Chodesh even in Chutz La'aretz. And this is brought halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And I think it's the Taz that says it's a Pella that nobody's makbid today, meaning in his day, on Chodesh and on Yashan.
We had the Mishnah yesterday, though, the river, there was a machlokas tanoim, right?
There's a machlokas tanoim. We get to 100%, and now we have to come. There was even a shayla, what is Rav Lezer hold? Exactly. But the one concluded at the end, it holds l'chumra, and therefore he added the third one, or the klayim and chodesh, that all of them are noyig, even in chutzlars, right. And that's how it's kipaskin in Shulchan Aruch.
Right, so
and,
like, so he have both, Shimon Menuchai and Rav Lezer.
We're going to talk about that in a moment. Okay. The reason I'm bringing this up is because Mendy told the story yesterday about Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, that when he had two people that were at Chasana and that were appointed initially as the Eidei Kedushin, he went and asked them if they were Makbid on Chodesh, and they said no. And then he said, no, you're disqualified, and he took two other Eidim. Right, Mendy, that was the story you told? After that, I discussed that with my chavrus in the koil, Reb Mordechai Markus, who is an enikel of Reb Aaron Soloveitchik. I asked him, is he familiar with the story? And the answer is, he is familiar. He said, however, he spoke to his uncle, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, and his uncle told him that he thinks that Reb Aaron not necessarily disqualified the Eidim because of the Isra of Chodesh. It could be that there was something else about the Edom that didn't appeal to him. He was not so happy. So he figured, what is he going to go and say? You guys look like you're Rotschim. You look like you're Ganovim. You look like you're no good nicks. He said, are you Makbid on Chodesh? No. Okay, then forget about
it. It wasn't a good reason. It was just a good reason.
Yeah, that may not have been the reason, but he used that as, quote unquote, an excuse. And Mordechai himself told me that he has a Rai Ledover, because he knows that there was a Chasana, that we're one of the two Edom, was a distinguished Rav from Toronto, and that distinguished Rav also was not Makbid on Chodosh, and it was well known, he had, that was his view, and boom, he did allow him to be the Eid. Is the Chochir Araya. And so either he heard from someone, or he suspected that the reason is because since he was a Talmud Chacham, therefore he himself must have gone through the Sugya and decided that nowadays, for whatever reason, you don't have to be Makbid, and that's why he wasn't Makbid. So, which is reminiscent of a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. In Igros Moshe, it's brought that somebody asked Rav Moshe that there are people that carry in Manhattan, we're not on Shabbos, we're not talking about today's Erev, we're talking about the questionable Erev of years ago, and he wanted to know whether, according to, so that person was an aide at a chasana, and he wanted to know whether there were grounds to disqualify him based on the fact that he's being Mechal Shabbos. He's carrying and is not a kosher Erev. As we know, Rav Moshe Feldman could not make an Erev in Manhattan because of the fact that there are more than 600,000 Jews, so it could be the best Erev in the world. It doesn't work. Therefore, no good Erev. Of course, even the Erev that we have today, he would hold that it is not a good Erev. And even the Machon Haroah that put up the Erev of today issued a letter at the very outset. We all know that Hagoyin HaTzadik Rav Moshe held that you cannot make an Erev in Manhattan because of 600,000. If you want to be machmer like Rav Moshe, by all means, tovi aleichem bracha. However, they felt that there are other poskim that disagree, and they rely on the other poskim. Anyway, without getting into the controversy, your Erev, nish Erev, that's not the point. The point is that somebody asked Rav Moshe, there's someone who relies on the Erev in Manhattan and carries, and you, Rav Moshe, hold you can't. He's a Mechal Shabbos, should we say that he's possible to be an Erev? So Rav Moshe said that if he only knows my psak, that I hold that you cannot make an Erev in Manhattan, and he says, who cares? Then he's possible to be an Erev. However, if the reason why he carries is because he has his own Rav, that the Rav said, you can carry based on this Erev, then fine. He says, I'm not the only Poisek in town. There are other Rabbanim, there are other Poiskim. You don't have to accept my psak, you can accept the other person's psak. Therefore, if you want, you can go and follow his psak, and if he says, you can go and carry, Jews don't get carried away. You can keep him as an aide at the chasana. Fine. Anyway, so it could be the same thing. So Reb Aaron knew that other Rav was a Hidat Talmud Chacham, and if he's not Makban al-Chadish, that's his psak alocha. I'm not going to go and interfere with his psak. So that was kind of like a Tanya de Masiyeh, Mendy, that he didn't necessarily disqualify people based on that. There may have been other reasons, and this was just a cover reason, so to speak. Okay, so now that we've gone through that...
Nobody delivered Yashem to Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, but nobody was home.
Mm-hmm.
And I left it outside the door.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, then I was told that the squirrels got to it.
Yeah.
But they ate at the heter.
Yeah.
Especially since the Din of Chodesh, we'll soon see in a moment, it's only Isser Avachim, no, Israel, no. So I guess you could have the squirrels use it.
But to this anyway, day, I feel bad about that.
I can imagine. A year or 2 years ago, we left overnight a honey cake from Rosh Hashanah, nicely covered in a cellophane, in the sukkah overnight on the table. We came back the next morning, and the squirrels had gotten to it, and they had burrowed through and dug through the cellophane and eaten a nice portion of the honey cake. Anyway, so if you leave food at night, squirrels will come. Getting back to Agua. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, they know you go to Chutz La'aretz. What is the first one? Chodesh. What's Chodesh? She'ein Isurai Isur Olam. It doesn't have an Isur Olam. What means it doesn't have an Isur Olam? As we know, as soon as the 16th day of Nisan comes, whether it's the first moment of Nisan, the last moment of Nisan, boom, the Isur goes away. So Isur is not forever. It's not like Chazir. The Chazir, you can go and turn it upside down, and you can put it into the mixer, it still remains Chazir. The Chodesh eventually will become Mut. Ve'ein Isur Isur, no. You're just not allowed to eat from the Chodesh. However, says Rashi, if you want to, you can go and give it to your animal. Or for that matter, you can leave it for the squirrel. No problem. And number three, v'yesh hetel isurai. And there's a hetel isurai. What means a hetel isurai? Says Rashi, when you bring the korban o'imer, it's matir. Until 5 minutes ago, until 1 minute ago, you weren't able to touch it. It was aser. It was, you can get electrocuted if you go and just touch the Chodesh. Now that you bring the korban o'imer, it becomes mutter. See, yesh hetel isurai. Those are the three. Nevertheless, even though in a sense it's so kal in these three ways, nevertheless, the Isra extends into Chutz La'aretz. Kilayim, Shisurin Isra Oilam, the Isurin Isra Noah, Vein Hetl Isurin, and then Shinu Gemene Arj, Vein Chutz La'aretz. Now, how do you have the Kilayim, Shisurin Isra Oilam? So, Trashi, something which is Kilayim, there's no way of going and be matured. If the person, for instance, with Zorea, Chita v'chartzon together, then the Geffen remains also forever. V'isurin isra no, because it says in the Pasi, Pentukta shamalei, and we darshan, Tukar Eish, that it remains also by no. So you can't even sell it or give it to your animals. Vein heter li isurin, and there's no heter to its isur. What means there's no heter to isur? There's no way that you can go and be matir kalayim, it remains also forever. And therefore, I have three ways, and it's more chomor than the din of Chodesh. Vuadin, the same thing applies to Orla Bishtayim, Orla in two out of the three ways. In other words, we don't have all three chumas, we only have two chumas. Now the question is, what are the two chumas that you have by Orla? So Rashi says, number one, you don't have the Isser Oilam. Why not? Because Orla after 3 years is mutter, and therefore there's no Isser Oilam now, it's mutter. It doesn't remain Osir forever.
Well, that fruit does.
The fruit does.
Okay, okay. I knew everybody was going to jump and ask. That's questions. So that's the first difference, that there is no Israelim. And then the other two, however, still apply. Number one, that it's also bad noah. Not only you're not allowed to eat orly, you're not allowed to give it to your behemoth, you can't go and sell it. And the ein hetel isurai. What means ein hetel isurai? That during those years of Isser, during the 3 years, it remains Osir. There's no way of being matirit. After 3 years are over, the Isser, it's not that the old becomes mutter, but now in Isser Oilam, after 3 years are over, the Isser goes away. So, according to Rashi, therefore, the Orla Bishtai means the number two and number three, not number one. Number one was an Isuri Isser Oilam. This has a heter. What's the heter? After 3 years, it's not an Isser Oilam. But the other two remain, the Isser and all, that it's Osman, no, and Vein Hetel Isuri, that Orla is awesome. However, Tosis disagrees, and that's the Tosis down below, Bohadili Orla Bishtayim, and Tosis has three or four other Pshatim. We'll go through the Tosis quickly. Pirish Vakutras, Abagam Dein Isuri, Ein Isuri Isoilam, to Muteris Pishonar Revias, Mio Isur Isano, Vein Lehetim Turkey May Isuri, Vikshu Vinitan. Hari Hapri, Shigodl Bishnei Orla, the Pri that was Godl during the 3 years, Osuli Oilam. There's no way that was Brother Shai's kasha, and the brother Barry wanted to ask it too, but he was deferential to Brother Shai, and therefore both of them shtein ledomer echad niskavnu. According to Tosis, kasha is a shvera kasha. What are you telling me? Yesh heter liisur. There's no hit. What are you telling me? Yesh Heter li isra adamira. Ein isura isra oilam. The isra is an isra forever and ever. The ain't li heter. It's also, and there's no way to be matted. O Peter Shabbat Tam, the orla zu bishan revias ka'aman. When we say the Gemara orla, although the word orla sounds like 3 years, it's really referring to 4 years. Because in the fourth year there's netter avaya, kerem avaya, and so therefore that's, if you will, an extension of orla into the fourth year. That's what we mean, ein isura isra oilam, that the fourth year, it's also quote-unquote orla. You cannot go and eat it stam. You have to take it up to Yerushalayim. It's not the same orla as the first 3 years, that it's osur everywhere, forever, blah, blah, blah. However, the fourth year, it's still orla, but there's a tikkun. What's a tikkun? Take it to Yerushalayim, eat it there. Or you can be pointed. In that sense, yeshet v'yisurim. Al b'shtayim, retzalim, isuri isra'ilam. V'yisra'il, no, those remain. In other words, isuri is isra'ilam. So, what have we changed now? What we've changed is that it's not number one that we take off the list, it's number three that we take off the list. In other words, isuri isra'ilam. That was osir during the 3 years. That's osir forever. There's no way to be misaketed. That it's osir b'ano, that's clear. The third one, ain't hetel isra'ilam. Here there is a hetali isuri. What's a hetali isuri? That in the fourth year, although it's still arla, you can transform the isur into hetzer by being poided. So that's pshat number one.
Shouldn't it be two things? It should be, and if it's, we're talking about netar revai or the equivalent, it's not only yesh pidyon, but it's also not asur b'hana. It's mutar b'achila in Yerushalayim. So why are we saying it's only?
So they're talking about the first 3 years.
No. Saying we're talking. If we're talking, we now established. We've now established, we're talking about Orla / Revai in the fourth year.
Correct.
It's only Usher in one respect. It's not Usher Bahana, it's Mutar Bahila, it's just restricted in location.
Very good. So there were three altogether, right? Number one, being the Isuri Isra Oilam, number two, the Isra Hana, and number three, Hetel Isuri.
Right.
So let's review that. According to the way Tosis is learning, Shein Isra, that the Din of Orla is similar to Kelayim, that it has Isuri Yisra'ilam. What is he referring to when he says it has an Isuri Yisra'ilam? According to Toises. Pshat, start again. According to Rashi, when you're talking about Orla, Orla is like Chodesh and Ein Isuri Yisra'ilam. Why not?
Because eventually that very grain will have a time expiration, it'll be much
earlier. Not that very grain. That's Toises got.
Because
Orla is going to end after 3 years, and after 3 years you'll be able to eat it. So therefore it's not an Isser that goes forever and ever. Right? We're not talking Chodesh, we're talking Orla.
Right.
Orla is, says Rashi, Ein Isurei Isra Oilam, it is like Chodesh in that sense. It's different than Kelayim. Kelayim, the Isser remains forever and ever. This vineyard that you planted together with Chatzanim, together with Chita, remain for the next 1,000 years. It's going to remain awesome.
Right.
Orla, however, doesn't remain also for 1,000 years.
The fourth year, it's already mutter.
Right, so that's why any Isuri Isra.
Right.
But the other two, that there is an Isra, no, that is an Isra. And number three, the Yesh Hetel Isurai, what is the Hetel Isurai? The way Rashi learned, that after the 3 years are over, then it has Hetel Isurai. However, Tosis asked on that Rashi, how can you go and say on the first of the three, that it's Ein Isuri Isra Oilam, the Isra of Arla is an Isra Oilam. It goes on forever and ever. Why does the Isra go on forever and ever? Because the Isra of the pre, of those 3 years, there's no way of being masak in it. It remains also forever. So then the Isra is an Isra Oilam. And that the Rashi said that after 3 years are over, the Isra fades away. Tosis says, yeah, but we're talking about the Arla itself. Right? That was the Kasha.
But my question is, we've said, the Tosfos is saying,
I know it's your kasha. We have to come to the answer.
Okay.
The answer is that of the three that we're talking about, it's not only Netar Avai, we're talking about Orla and Netar Avai.
Okay.
3 years plus the fourth year.
Okay.
How do I get to that? Because the Gemara said that Orla remains Osir Bishtai. So now, the one that's Isra, no, that's the easy one. We don't even have to deal with that.
Right.
What is the other one that is Osir? So the way Rashi learned Pshat, the other one was number three. And that was that Ein Hetel Isuri. No Hetel. According to Tosis, however, no. The third one that falls away is the... I'm getting confused. Let's start again. Legabe, the case of Arla. What are the three dinim, of which two are more chomer than the din of Chodosh, and that they happen to be the same as Kelayim, the Isra No, that's number one. Then, according to where Rashi learns, that it's number three is the same thing. That ein hetel yisuran, you can't be matir the orla. When you have an orla pri, it remains also forever. However, the first one of the three, which is ein isurei isur oilam, says Rashi, that's the same thing that applies to orla, ein isurei isur oilam, because after 3 years, the isur falls away. We are on the same page so far?
So far.
Good. Says Toisis, that doesn't make sense. The chodesh ein isurei isur oilam, the orla of the 3 years, that remains an isur forever and ever and ever. So that's one of the two where orla is more chomor than the din of chodesh. Which is the one that lightens up? Lightens up is the third one. The third one is, here we said, legabi kilayim, ein hetel yisuran. Here there is a hetel yisuran in the fourth year. That's legabi, the neter revai that you're referring to. But get back to the first two, and in particular the first of the three. According to Toisus learned, isurei isur oilam. Which one has the Isur Oilam? The 3 years. The 3 years is Isur Oilam. 3 years. Oilam. Not Neter Revai. First 3 years is Isur Oilam. That's how Toisus learns. Isur is an Isur Ano. The first 3 years is Isur Ano. Remains Asur Bano, not just Asur Achila, Asur Bano. What does it mean that there is no din of the Ein Hetel Yisur here, this Yesh Hetel Yisur? Ah, after 3 years are over, we're now into the Neter Revai period of time. Now Yesh Hetel Yisur. But the first two are talking about pure Arla, we're not talking about Neter Revai. First 3 years, Isuri Yisra Oilam remains also forever and ever, like both of you said immediately as we started learning the Gemara. The Isra Hano remains forever and ever, and that's Isra Hano on the first 3 years. The third one is talking about the Neter Revai. Good. I hope that answers your question. Your question was, but Neter Revai is not Osir Bano. I agree with you, but the first two are talking about the orla 3 years.
The 3 year harvest. The harvest of the first 3 years.
Exactly. Okay. The harvest first 3 years. Iser oilam, oser banot.
Oser hanah wa oilam, okay.
Good. And then the third one was about hetali sura. Here there is a hetali sura in year four after the 3 years are finished. So that's how Toisus went. But that's not, we're not finished yet. If we continue on the Toisus, varavra biyontif pirish, the ba'orla mamish kamo. We're not talking about Neter Revai. What's the hetel yisurai? He comes up with a brilliant einfach. Vachi perushai, yesh hetel ligroin isur. You're not allowed to go make basar b'cholav. You're not allowed to go and put the two together. You're not allowed to make kilayim. However, chodosh and orla, you're allowed to make. You're allowed to be noiteya orla. And of course, it's a double poshut, because if you're not allowed to go and plant orla, you would never be able to plant any fruit tree. All the fruits today we would have to have from sheish yimei breishis. Kilayim, of course, also the Goblin Lazarim. Now let it go and plant Kilayim. So that's what he means, that Yesh Hetel Yisur, this is a heter to bring the Isur onto the world. It's like going and being Megadol Chazerim. You're not allowed to, there's a Klola. But otherwise, you're allowed to go and bring Chazerim into the world. You're bringing this terrible, terrible Isur of Orla into the world. But it's what? The Hekshaler Ben Etam, Bitonim B'Safri Yesh Hetel Yisur Yisurai, not Yesh Hetel Yisurai. Pre-Isser, but post-Isser, Mashish Isser Nifka, that the Isser goes away, not that there's a heter previous. So the Rabbi Tam didn't like that shot. For Amoshe mi Fantaza, Mvarish, the Orli Yeshet Yisuri, Al Yedei Bezdin. What means to Bezdin? The pre-Orla Asurma Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is the cutoff date for the 3 years. Vim Chisru Bezdin, Chodesh Kislev, when Abzin Bezdin said, Kislev is one of those months that could either be a mole or a chaser. When Amzer the Bezin said, this is going to be a chaser, now the day of Heter will be a day earlier. It would normally be Tu B'Shvat, but it will really be now, Tu B'Shvat will be a day earlier because Kislev was one day shorter. V'chein Chodesh, Chodesh, same thing. Chodesh also Ad Yitzayim B'Nissen, until you have, after the Karman Oimer, until the Tessai ended. V'im Chaser Bezin Chodesh Ador, Nimshe Shemar Miyem Eterim, Mashen Kim B'Kalayim, Shem Bezin Yichon La'atir, B'Shaminyan. Kalayim remains Osir, Osir, Osir forever and ever, and there's no way of cutting corners.
There's no calendar factor at all.
Exactly. But Oiroi Marie, another psha, the Ilan Koi, we're not talking about the fruit, we're talking about the tree of Arla. The Eshetel Yisura, the Prisha Godel Boy, the Inanesim, Ashikod, the Yachin Kim Lusharim. We're saying as far as the first 3 years of this tree, Osir forever, no question. However, what's the Eshetel Yisura? That this tree will now be able to produce kosher fruit after the 3 years are over. So that's what we mean, that there's no Isrli Oilam, or this Hetali Isura, depending which way you look at it, on the tree, because the tree is only 3 years. After that, the tree becomes totally mut. This same shiboilis, if it continues growing, or if you have multiple shiboilis, and some that you harvested and some that are still standing, okay, so you see that the whole different pshatim Rashi b'toisis, which one is the third one that is lacking by Arla? Is it the Isser Isser Oilam, or is it the Yeshet Li Surai? All these various pshatim. This is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai speaking, and he's saying that all three of these are min ha-Torah. Says Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, the son of Reb Shimon, I respectfully disagree with you, Tati. Look at the last Rashi, Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, Polig Adavur, the son of the Chodesh, Einen Noyig B'chutzlaret, no dinim Chodesh B'chutzlaret, Ukmi Orla, and that would be like the Tanakama of the Mishnah yesterday, right, that only Orlin Kalayim is Noyig, and not Chodesh, Varav Kalayim Einen Halacha, there's no kal v'chomer from Chodesh, because Chodesh in fact is mutter in Chutz La'aretz, but these two are also in Chutz La'aretz. So how do I know that? Either based on halacha l'moshe miSinai, or based on divrei sofrim, meaning midrabanan, as we'll see in the Gemara on the Amud Beis. So therefore, Rav Lozer Shimon Oimer, Rav Lozer Shimon disagreeing with his father, says, Kol mitzvah shetzav Yisrael koydim k'nisosan la'aretz, noyheg is bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Now, on the surface, the words called mitzvah shenistavi Yisrael koydim k'nisasan la'aretz sounds like if it's a mitzvah which is contained in the Torah before they went into Eretz Yisrael, the Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted to Klal Yisrael from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the heg b'odam chutz la'aretz. Those mitzvahs that were only nitzavu after the end of Eretz Yisrael, as if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling now Yehoshua, transmitted to Klal Yisrael, that's only in Eretz and not Chutz La'aretz, except Hashmatas Ksavim Mishiluach Avodim, which applies in Chutz La'aretz. But the Gemara is going to ask in a minute, that doesn't sound right, because after all, Hashmatas Ksavim, which is din of Shemitah, that says in the
Chumash,
Har Sinai. At the same time that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Shemitah, he also gave us the mitzvah of Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Ksofen. The Gemara is going to quote a pasuk in another couple of moments. Zeh dvar HaShemitah, Shomoit kol bal mashi yodeh sheyash b'riyeh. So, Shemitah Shomoit, the Gemara is going to say, Shtei Shemitah's Akas b'daber, one is Shemitah's Karka, one is Shemitah's Ksofen. So, it doesn't mean that the Tzivoy happened prior to Kenisa, or the Tzivoy happened after Kenisa. Rather, what the Gemara is really distinguishing is the same distinction that we made yesterday between mitzvahs which are chuyves haguf on the person, and those mitzvahs which are mitzvahs shebe karka, shebe oret, agricultural based. So it's as if Reb Lozer Reb Shimon is using the words mitzvahs ha-tluyos ba'aretz and mitzvahs she'enen tluyos ba'aretz, which are the chuyves haguf. The reason why I make this introduction, because that's how the Gemara is going to learn it momentarily. So again, the blood Rishim says, "Kometzish and Stavi Yisrael Kodesh Knossel Aretz." Since it was before they came to Eretz Yisrael, it's not an Eretz Yisrael agricultural mitzvah. Rather, it's a Chovis Haguf. Therefore, it's made Ben Bar Ben Chutz La'aretz, like Shabbos and like Kashrus and like all the other mitzvahs you're knowing everywhere, because they're not Tluyim Baretz. See, if you have to look at the top Rashi, "Kometzish and Stavi Yisrael Lahanhiga Koydim Shirich Knossel Aretz." The Kodesh Baruch Hu is already mitzava, be noheg already now, before you get to Eretz Yisrael, when you're still in the midbar, then the Chovis HaGuf. Oh, that's the Chovis HaGuf mitzvah. That's like Ben Barish Ben Chutz La'aretz. However, the Achak Nisos La'aretz, which means the flip side, which means not Chovis HaGuf, but Chovis HaKarka, those are all Chal after they enter in Eretz Yisrael, but only in Oregon Eretz Yisrael, and not Chutz La'aretz. Except Chutz, Mehashmot HaKsofim, Vishiluach Avodim. Hashemotz Ksofim, of course, means the guy trying to collect a choiv in Shemitah year if you don't have a prusbul, which Hill was Mesakim. And Shiluach Avodim, sending Avodim home in the Shemitah year. She'avo bishn stava aleim li'achi nisosan la'aretz, even though this was commanded to them, li'achi nisosan la'aretz, which means those are code words that this is a mitzvah shebekarka, not a choivis haguf. It's noig everywhere, even in Chutz La'aretz. And the Gemara immediately jumps up You're saying which means it's a choyves karka. It's not a choyves haguf. That's not true. Has nothing to do with karka. Shmotzikzov means Reuven lending money to Shimon and being able to collect. And the Shemitah, you're not being able to collect. So that's a choyves haguf. That's nothing to do with a karka. So that really falls into the first category. First category, the mitzvah shenistav Yisrael koyim kinisos on laaretz, which Rashi says that means choyves haguf. So of course that's not being baaretz being mechutz laaretz. That's not an exception to the case of the acher kinisos on laaretz, which is a choyves karka. Those mitzvahs leaves baaretz. Then you're going to say that's only noyig in Eretz Yisrael. That's good, but it's not chutz ben shmotzik sofim. That's not an exception to rule. Shmotzik sofim is in the first category. It's not. It's nothing to do with. Nothing to do with karka, just like shiluach avodim has nothing to do with karka. So Yemor is asking on each one separately. Hashmotik sofel chayvus agufi, it's not chayvus karka. The reason why the Braisa says that chutz is because of the Braisa, the side of Rabbi Oimer. V'zeh dvar hashmita. Shomoit ko baal mash yodei sheyash b'riyeyu leyigoyz esriyeyu v'yes ochiv ki kore shmita l'ashem. So this pasuk is directly talking about Hashmotik sofel. Right, kobal mashi yodai. Anybody who has an outstanding loan, a sheyash b'riyeyu, his riyeyu owes him money. Leigo is his riyeyu. Don't collect from him. You get a moratorium and a suspension of all payments when it hits shmitiyah. Aha. So why did it say shmitah shomai? Pshtei mishmitah sekos medavim. Ach shmitah skargo, ach shmitah ksofim. Even though the focus of the pasuk is on shmitah ksofim, but nevertheless, since it says the double shmitah, it's now intricately
linked.
Thank you. Karka and Ksafa. It's been mentioned after Mishamed Karka. When the time comes to Mishamed Karka, when is that? After they arrived in Eretz Yisrael, after Kibbush V'Chilik, after 14 years, after Mishamed Ksafa. So during that same Zman, you're Mishamed Ksafa. It's mentioned after Mishamed Karka. However, in the Zman that you're not Mishamed Karka, says Rashi, means initially in Midbar, and later on Le'ach Shigolu. After Golus, in other words, after they left Nimbuch, they were expelled from Eretz Yisrael in the second Bayez. From that point on, no din of Shemitah's Ksofim, according to Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon. Because we hold it still the Shemitah's Ksofim, even today. If it's not Midrash, it's Midrabban, except for the fact that we have the Prusbel, so that's the way we're able to get out of it. But otherwise, it's din of Shemitah's Ksofim. But Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon says, no. If there's no Shemitah's Karka, because it's Ach Shegolu, then there's no din of Shemitah's Ksofim either. The aim of a Mokim Sha'at Mishamet Karka at the Mishamet Ksofim, but Mokim Sha'in at the Mishamet Karka at the Mishamet Ksofim. Why are we talking about? We're on Lamed Chesamet Beis, 38b. Lamed Chesamet Beis. Why are we talking about this man? Why don't we talk about the Mokim and say, since the two are linked, then. Just like the same place we Mishamet Karka, we Mishamet Karka in Eretz Yisrael, that's where you Mishamet Ksofim. Maybe we that live in Chutz Laaretz, we don't need a Prusbel. Maybe there's no din of Shemitah Ksofim outside of Eretz Yisrael. Tamaloyim Kikor Shemitah Lashem. Why does the Pasuk end off that same Pasuk? Kikor Shemitah Lashem. You call out Shemitah. Mikol Mokim comes to go and tell you that you call out Shemitah everywhere. So that Shemitah Ksofim applies not only in Eretz Yisrael, but also in Europe and in America and in Australia and everywhere else. So with this we have, now we have a better understanding of Lozer of Shimon. Avada Shemotz Ksofim is a mitzvah shebeguf. Chayves haguf is not chayves karka. But since the Pasuk relates the two together, links the two together, by saying Tetzvara Shemitah, Shomoit, and of course the Shemitah's karka clearly is a mitzvah shebekarka. So in a sense, Shemitah's Ksofim is also linked to that din shebekarka. So I might have thought that maybe it's only in Eretz Yisrael, and it's only after the time when Shemitah's Karka begins. She comes to tell you, no. Even though it's one of those mitzvahs, ach yisas la'aretz, it's noig bein ba'aretz, bein mechutz la'aretz at all times, Shemitah's Ksofim. Zokti Morvaita, what about Shliach Avodim? That's certainly Chavis Agofi, that's nothing to do with Shemitah, that's Chavis Agof. So why do we say that that's even in Chutz La'aretz? So that's, of course, that should be part of the upper of the two categories. Remember, Blood of Shimon has two categories. The Mishnah Davi Yisrael Kodim Kinsas La'aretz. That's the Chayvus Aguf category. La'achim Kinsas La'aretz means the Chayvus Karka category. So why are we saying it's in the Chayvus Karka? But Chutz Mishluach Avodim. That goes into the first category. So one, you wouldn't go and say the Mitzvah La'achim Kinsas La'aretz is knowing only in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Min Shabbos and eating Chazer. That's not a Chayvus Karka. That's a Chayvus Aguf. That's in the first category. So why Shluach Avodim become the exception to the rule in the second category? I'll tell you why. So good night to come in. We cross and draw by Aris Chol Yishveha. When do you cross and draw by Aris Chol Yishveha? That's in Yovel year. That you call out liberty throughout the land. And it says Ba'aretz. So I would think Ba'aretz means Ba'aretz and Mechutz La'aretz Loi. That this din of Shiluach Avodim and Avodim go free is Ba'aretz. Cross and draw Ba'aretz. Kamash Malon, Tamaloymer, Yovel he mikol makoin. It's Jubilee year throughout the world. Mm. Not only in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Philadelphia, right? In Philadelphia, the bell, it says over here, the bell rings throughout the land. Liberty.
Proclaim liberty throughout the land.
Proclaim liberty throughout the land. Thank you. Why does it say cross and draw Baretz? It's cross and draw. Why do you have to draw? Shelley, you wanted to say something?
Yes, it's proclaim liberty throughout the land and unto its inhabitants thereof.
Oh, Shkoyach. Beautiful.
Precisely.
Thank you. That's very good. Thank you very much.
It rings a bell with me.
It rings a bell with you. Very good. Ah.
Are you allowed to quote that pasuk without looking inside?
In English, I think it's okay.
Okay.
Anyway, you've liberated us from this conundrum. From this conundrum, from perhaps mispronouncing or misquoting.
If this is the Upper West Side
of
Yerushalayim, does that mean we have to keep Shemitah here?
No, Shemitah is only in Eretz Yisrael.
I see you smile.
No, I was thinking more of Chicago.
Good. Anyway, im keimat aloymer ba'aretz, if that's the case, why does it say cross and draw ba'aretz? It just say cross and draw. Every more of his mind, draw noy ba'aretz. As long as Yovel still applies in Eretz Yisrael, then Yovel freeing the Avodim applies in Chutz La'aretz. Once Yovel no longer applies, unfortunately Yovel has no longer applied since the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, because Roiv Binyan of Klal Yisrael has been Chutz La'aretz Yisrael, so Yovel is no longer applicable, no longer, only temporarily, hopefully soon will become applicable again when Mashiach comes. But in the meantime, there is no Dror Ba'aretz, and therefore there's no Dror Ba'chutz La'aretz, and therefore there's no Din of Shiluach Hamat. So that's why we put it into the second category. I agree with you, it's not a mitzvah hatluyah ba'aretz, but it's a mitzvah which is linked to the aretz in the sense of the liberty and the proclaiming, and Shelley's quoting for the inhabitants, but the ganze mass on the liberty belt, cross and draw ba'aretz, as long as there's yoivul in Eretz Yisrael, there's yoivul to free the avodim in chutzah. Okay, tanan asa. Ha'chodesh asa min ha'toyra. Chodesh asa min ha'toyra, again, depending on how you learn the word moish v'seichem, right, it says in the pasuk, V'lechem v'koli v'chamel y'soichel ha'etzam y'oim ha'zeh ad ha'v'yachem as karmen ha'lekechem chukas oim l'der y'seichem v'chol moish v'seichem. So if you learn v'chol moish v'seichem, it means that if you hold v'chol moish v'seichem, means wherever Jews live, v'chol moish v'seichem v'chol bachem. Fine. Orla is halacha, v'akilayim v'divri sofer. The divri sofer means that it's midrabanan, so that's easy. In other words, kilayim in chutz laretz. But it says orla is halacha. What does halacha mean? Typically, halacha means halacha l'moish misinai. But as we'll see in our Gemara, it's a machloikis. My halacha, Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, hilchasa medina. Others have a girsa, hilchais medina. But it all means the same. What means hilcha medina, says Rashi? It's a minhag that noagu ba medina. Look at Rashi, about 10 lines on the top of the Amud. Hilchasa medina. So Rashi, hin higu heim aleim b'chutz laretz. Really, there is no din of orla in chutz laretz min ha'Torah or even midrabanan. Hinigu could mean Klal Yisrael, or could be the chachamim were knowing it. Maybe they didn't want people to forget about mitzvahs orla when they leave Eretz. Unfortunately, when we were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore orla will now be in chutz laretz as well. But it's hinigu. Ula amar b'yoychanan halacha l'moish v'sinai, which is the normal interpretation of the word halacha. So the Ula is going to try to disprove Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, Hinigu, it's like a drabonon, maybe even less than a drabonon. Well, Ula says, Allah, how much you see? Amar Ula, Rav Yehuda, Bishleim, Lididi, according to me, That's why we'll find in the Mishnah that we're going to quote in a minute that Safik Orle is more chomor than Safik Kelayim. Why is it more chomor? Because Orle is halacha l'maishe Sinai, and Kelayim is only midirei safra. Did not Safik Orle ba'aretz also b'suyim mutuchutz aretz yoyim lekech v'vachli yirenu like it. This Mishnah, we're quoting now a Mishnah from Masechtes Orle, is now first differentiating between three different mekoymos, and then is differentiating between the din of Orla and Kelayim. The Kelayim is really not in the same Mishnah, it's a different Mishnah, but nevertheless, it's the next Mishnah after the same Mishnah. Fine. Anyway, the point is we're going to make two distinctions. Number three, land mokoym distinctions, and then two mitzvah distinctions. So what are the three land distinctions? Talking about Safik Orla. If I have a Safik whether something is Orla or not, or it is Osir. Safik Diraisa L'chumra. If I go and pick an apple and someone says, hey, that apple, that might have been from an Orla tree. Really? I didn't know that. Yeah, yeah. I know the farmer, and he, although he doesn't, he's not Makbid, you can go and take the apple, no problem. You don't have to worry about Gzela, that's fine. However, a bunch of new trees in his apple grove over here happen to be Orla. Which one? I'm not sure which one. It was Vaisich. And therefore, it could be Safik Orla. Safik Orla, Osir, you now let it have. You know, even you know, no, it's something that I still come. What happens if in Syria? Now, Syria, Rashi reminds us, is one of those places that David HaMelech did it on his own, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and therefore it's called a kibbish yochid. Machloik is the Rajas kibbish yochid, shmei kibbish, loy shmei kibbish. Argmar holds kibbish yochid, loy shmei kibbish, and therefore it is not on the same madreg as Eretz Yisrael, and therefore its suffix is mutter. So if I'm not sure whether this is an orla tree or an orla fruit in Syria, it's what? In Chutz Laaretz, it's even more kuladik. In which respect is more kuladik? Yorid v'lekeach, you can go down into the orchard, thank you, and go and purchase. V'vachla yirenu loiket, which you're not allowed to go and see the farmer himself cut off the fruit from an orla tree. In other words, you don't have to ask him too many questions. You know that the farmer has a bunch of newer trees and a bunch of older trees. The Yisrael says to him, I'd like to have a pound of apples or 10 apples or whatever. And the Yisrael can go down into the farmer, into the orchard, together with the farmer. And then he should go and take out his Gemara and go over the daf. And then let the farmer go and collect together the apples from whichever tree. And then you can do that l'chadchila. It's not a problem. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the Omud, which is even further away, you don't have to worry about being a chalipin. The previous Rashi Surya is a potential confusion because it's very close to Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz is further away. You don't have to worry about confusion. So Yoyred Yisrael v'lekiach v'na'ovik echavim ha'loikate mi'pardus sheyesh by netiois yelodois uzkonois. Yisrael can go down to the farmer into the field. Not to collect himself, he lets the goy collect it from the field, from the orchard, the fruits. Yisrael yudeh shu nichlasham, he knows. V'loikin chelchela. U'bavachli yiran, and next Rashi, Yisrael kishu loikit mina orla. He shouldn't go and see him if he's plucking possibly the orla tree. V'adisani li el basuria mutter kishinilkit kvar. Avachela inu oimolei leich reid ulakart. So what's the difference then between Surya and between Chutz La'aretz? In Syria, we're talking about a situation where it was already cut, and it's on the table for sale. You don't have to ask the merchant, tell me, is this from Orla or not? Buy whatever you want. Unless you know he only sells Orla. But if he sells all types of fruit, you can buy it, you don't have to ask any questions. But he can go, leich redel koit, go down to the field, and say to the farmer, I'd like to buy from you apples, knowing fully well that some of the apples happen to be Orla, but I'll just close my eyes, I'll look in the other direction. That's only the heter in Chutz La'aretz, not in Syria. Okay, so that is the case of the Arla. Now let's continue on. V'ilagabe Kelayim tonight. In Kelayim it says Vayter that Kerem Anatua Yerek V'Yerek Nimkar Chutz Loy. You have a Kerem which they did plant it together with other things, so it has a status of Kelayim, and the merchant is selling Yerek Chutz Loy. And therefore, that Yerek itself now is quote-unquote contaminated by the fact that it's Kelayim from the Kerem. And therefore, what's it in? If it's Ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, also, if you have the slightest shaila about the Yerek, whether that's just from regular produce, or whether that's produce that's infected with kalayim from the kerem, it's a suffering teraisa. Awesome. No difference between Eretz Yisrael by Orla and by kalayim. Same thing by Surya. Also, like we said before, it's mutter. If it's already cut, you don't have to ask any questions. Since it's chutz laaretz, Surya is kibbush yachid, therefore lav shmei kibbush, and therefore if it's a suffix, it's mutter. So these two are more the same so far. But b'chutz laaretz, yorid v'loiket u'bavad shle yilkoit biyad. Now what does that mean? So you'll see it's similar to, but it's different than the first case. If you go now to the Rashi, Yoyreid, about six lines on the bottom, Yoyreid oivik echovim, v'loikit min hakilayim, mamish, u'moichel echover. The goy goes down to the field, he collects from kilayim, and he gives it to the chover. U'bavad shal yilkait hachover atz moi biyad. I can allow the farmer to go and collect the kilayim. I'm not allowed to do it myself. No, just nish. However, I can go and see the oivik echovim going into the kilayim patch, and cutting, and taking it back from me. Even though I know he's going into the kalayim. So this is not like the case that we said, Bavachal Yerenu. He shouldn't look, and therefore let it remain cloudy and mysterious.
Doubtful.
Here, I know he's going to kalayim. I can allow him to go, lechatchil, and not a problem. So now, it makes sense, according to me, says Ula, because I hold it, Orla, Lachal Meshesina. It's also, it's like a din Torah. So therefore, you got to be much more machmir by the Sufik, by the Orla. And when it comes to kilayim, however, it's only the Bnei Safrim, as long as you are not the one that's cutting the actual kilayim, but rather it's the goy doing it, no problem, that you can go and take from him. Elidi Dochem, according to you, that you say that the whole halacha that was saying by Orla is Hilchos Medina. And Hilchos Medina means Chinhigu, that the oilim took it upon themselves. So it's like a Derabana, and it's the same status. So Nisni, Oizev Ezeh Yorid V'loikeach, you should use the same expression both in the Reisha and in the Sefer. Back in the Reisha, we spoke about the Orla, he used the expression of that he can go in Yorid v'loikeach, u'bavachlo yirenu loikate. While by the Kalayim, we said you can go and Yorid v'loikate, u'bavachlo yirka b'yah, but you don't do the cutting, let him do the cutting. So that was the loikeach and the loikate. So why don't we go and use the same expression of both? And for the one, I'm a leish muller of anan. To me, ain't a chanami. Switch it. And oi ze beze yoriv lekech, oi ze beze yoriv loikate. And chanami go and change the lashon, and therefore both the reish and the sefer will be totally consistent, and therefore there won't be any chilik between orla and kilayim, according to the man yama that holds that the whole din of orla is only ulzo hilchas medina. And it's not a diraisa of Allah Moshe Sinai, and this is Shmuel Chitase, because it's Omer of Yudam Shmuel Hilchas Medina, and that's why Shmuel said to Rabbanan, no, there's no distinction between Orla and Kalayim; they're both basically the same to Rabbanan, and therefore put loikach for loikach or loikit for loikay. Stop over here. Till we continue, Mech Hashem, tomorrow, everybody have a wonderful day.